Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is David Combs, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Agriculture. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Mike Wasson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mike.
Dave, can you begin by telling us about the history and mission of the Department of Agriculture?
Sure. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln founded the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He called it the People's Department. In Lincoln's day, 58% of the people were farmers. They needed good seeds and helpful information to grow their crops. Well, today, USDA continues Abraham Lincoln's legacy by helping America's farmers and ranchers. But today, we also do much more. We lead the federal anti-hunger effort with programs like food stamps, school lunch, school breakfast, and the Women, Infants, and Children's, or WIC, program. We are the steward of our nation's 192 million acres of national forest and rangelands. We're the country's largest conservation agency. We encourage voluntary efforts to protect soil, water, and wildlife on the 70% of America's lands that are in private hands. We bring housing, modern telecommunications, and safe drinking water to rural America. We're responsible for the safety of meat, poultry, and egg products. We lead research in everything from human nutrition to new crop technologies that allow us to grow more food and fiber per acre using less water and pesticides. We help ensure open markets for U.S. agricultural products. We provide food aid to needy people overseas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture touches virtually every aspect of rural life in America.
Dave, that's a very, very broad mission. Can you tell us about your office specifically, the Office of the Chief Information Officer? How many people work there and what kind of skill sets do you have?
The USDA is a very diverse organization, as you just saw from our mission. It's comprised of 29 agency and staff offices, and my office, the Office of the Chief Information Officer, is responsible for managing the IT assets and the direction of IT investments needed to improve the quality, timeliness, and cost-effectiveness of service delivery by the many agencies of the department. My organization has more than 1,100 information technology professionals. And as CIO, I am responsible for nearly $2 billion a year that is spent on information technology to support the entire Department of Agriculture. Our information professionals come from very diverse backgrounds: project management, finance, programming and analysis, policy, telecommunications, and security. But most importantly, we need folks that know how to leverage technology to deliver services. Several of my senior managers do not have technical backgrounds, but they do possess the leadership and customer skills that'll get us where we want to go and need to be.
I understand that you've been in the office of the CIO at USDA for some time, but you've recently been appointed to the CIO position. Congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit more specifically about the responsibilities as CIO and, to the extent that you have a typical day, what your typical day looks like?
Well, thank you very much. This has been a wonderful opportunity for me, but I want you and the audience to understand up front that this is not about me. It's about getting results and establishing the people, processes, and tools that will support the mission of USDA long after my tour of service is over. And under my watch, the OCIO has taken an integrated approach to ensure that all technology disciplines are woven together. These disciplines include capital planning, cybersecurity, e-government, telecommunications, and enterprise architecture. This integrated approach is intended to create a strategy that provides customers with access to the information that they need, protects the safety of USDA information resources, and strengthens the management and use of USDA information technology resources. This past fall, I took my executive team on a retreat to take a fresh look at what we do and where we're going. We took a look at the foundational legislation that established this office, and we found that according to the Clinger-Cohen Act, we needed to do several things. We needed to insert ourselves into the USDA agency CIO selection and evaluation process, which we now have done. we've developed performance standards to be used as a critical element in the evaluation of every agency's CIO's performance. We've also established performance standards for agency project managers. And speaking of project management, USDA is leading the federal government with its project management training program. So far, we have graduated over 500 students. 200 of these students have received their Project Management Professional, or PMP, certification. This professional training is critical for USDA as the demand for skilled project managers increases. The President's management agenda is, without question, my top priority. As the CIO, I'm considered the owner of the Expanding Electronic Government Initiative. And in this initiative, we're evaluated in seven major areas: enterprise architecture, acceptable business cases, earned value management, IT system certification and accreditation, implementing electronic government lines of business and smart buy initiatives, privacy impact assessments, and systems of records. And USDA continues to make tremendous progress in moving this initiative forward. The scoring method is simple: green, yellow, red. The President made it clear to me in a recent meeting that he does not like red or yellow, and neither do I. We're scored in two categories: status and progress. And I'm proud to report that USDA continues to be green for progress. Right now we're yellow in status, but we're closer than ever to green. We're doing well, and our goal is to be green by the end of June this year. This is truly a team effort involving a very talented and dedicated team of USDA agency CIOs and IT professionals that I'm proud to work with every day. We're also fortunate to have at USDA the full support of Secretary Johans and Deputy Secretary Chuck Connor.
Dave, you have held several high-level positions in federal agencies in the past. Which has best prepared you for your current role?
Well, we're all products of our past experiences. And my 30-plus years of experience in the private sector, in IT and telecommunications, and as an entrepreneur, were a great foundation. Serving for a year as acting deputy CIO here at USDA and working with my good friend and colleague Scott Charbeau was also great preparation.
Dave, you referenced a little bit of your past. You spent 23 years at AT&T prior to your service in government, and then you also spent some time in your own music business. This is sort of a fascinating background. I'm curious what led you to government, and how has your leadership style changed over the years?
Well, I came to government primarily to, first of all, to be in the same town with my wife. She, as you know, works in the federal government as well as controller at OMB. And rather than me live in Winston-Salem and her up here, I decided to rearrange things in North Carolina and come up here and see what I could do productively as well. So that's how I ended up here. In asking about my leadership style, obviously, years of experience certainly have been helpful in my leadership style. And I've come to appreciate the importance of selecting and depending upon an executive management team that will carry out the mission of my organization without being micromanaged. I've learned to delegate more, and always, though, with the motto of President Reagan, trust but verify. I have surrounded myself with seasoned professionals, and they know what is expected of them. I have a great team.
Dave, we talked a little bit prior to the show about your music business. I was hoping you could just share a little bit about that business with us.
Well, it was basically one of those things that was a hobby that turned into a career and now back into a hobby for the time being anyway. I come from a musical family and happened to be fortunate to have written a song called Rachel's Song, which kind of took off. Everyone that heard it on the radio and or wherever they heard it just fell in love with it. And it's now been played millions of times around the world. And that one song launched me into a career of writing music, and I've written over 150 songs and now have 15 albums of music. But that was just basically a hobby that kind of took on a life of its own, and I had to catch up with it, and enjoyed 10 years of doing nothing but my music as a support for my wife and myself.
That's fantastic. What is the information technology service? We will ask USDA CIO Dave Combs to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.